This is Truth of Life coming to you live on Real Power Network. You can also listen to this program on www.realpowerradio.com. In order to convey to mankind such knowledge which gives them a clear and intelligible conviction of the working of God in His justice and love, I have written the work In the Light of Truth, which leaves no gap, contains the answer to every question, and clearly shows to mankind how wonderful are the ways in creation that are filled by many servants of His will. But God alone is holy. Words of Abrushin, author of the Grail Message. Good evening and welcome to Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on the work In the Light of Truth, the Grail Message. The Grail Message is a new spiritual revelation of the truth given to mankind by the author Abrushin. It explains the will of God, which manifests as the adamantine and incorruptible laws of creation. This message does not bring a new religion and is intended as a torch to guide all serious seekers to the light and their longed for height, which is paradise. It is addressed to honest seekers only, for only such shall find. I am Dr. Tunde Agboola. A reading from the Grail Message is now brought to you. The breath of truth will scatter in the wind. You have wasted time and energy for nothing. Therefore, burst the fetters that hold you down and free yourselves at last. The man who remains inwardly bound will always be a slave, even if he were a king. You bind yourselves with all that you aspire to learn. Reflect. In acquiring knowledge, you force yourselves into alien forms taught out by others. You willingly adopt an alien conviction, making your own only what others have experienced within for themselves. Consider, what applies to one does not apply to all. What helps one person may harm the other. Each individual must make his own way to perfection. The abilities he carries within him are his equipment for this. He must adjust himself to them and build upon them. Otherwise, he will remain a stranger to his real self, will always stand beside what he has learned, which can never come to life in him. Thus, he is barred from any gain. He will vegetate, all progress being impossible. Listen, you who seriously aspire to light and to truth. Each individual must inwardly experience the way to the light. He must discover it himself, if he wishes to be sure of the way. Only what a man experiences inwardly, what he perceives intuitively in all its variations, as he really fully grasped. Both sorrow and joy are constantly rapping at the door to encourage and arouse man to awaken spiritually. He is then very often freed for a few seconds from the trivialities of everyday life, and in happiness or grief, vaguely senses his affinity with the Spirit pulsating through all that lives. And everything is life. Nothing is dead. Happy is he who seizes and holds on to such moments of affinity, using them to soar upwards. In so doing, he must not keep to rigid forms, but everyone must develop himself from within. Ignore the scoffers, who are still strangers to spiritual life. They stand before the great work of creation, which offers us so much, like drunkards, like sick people, like blind men who grope their way through life on earth without seeing all the splendor around them. They are confused. They sleep. For how can anyone still affirm, for instance, that only what he can see exists? That where his eyes perceive nothing, there is no life. That with his physical death, he himself also ceases to exist. All because in his blindness, he could not, until now, convince himself to the contrary through his eyes. Does he not already know from many things how very limited is the capacity of his eye? Does he not yet know that it is related to the capacity of his brain, which is bound to time and space? That because of this, he cannot recognize with his eyes anything rising above time and space? Has this logical, intellectual reasoning not yet become clear to any of these scoffers? Spiritual life, let us also call it the beyond, is after all merely something that stands completely above the earthly division of time and space, and therefore requires a similar nature in order to be recognized. Yet, our eyes do not even see all that can be classified within time and space. Think of a drop of water, which appears immaculately pure to every eye, and which on examination under the microscope is shown to contain millions of living organisms mercilessly fighting and destroying each other. Are there not sometimes bacteria in both water and air that have the power to destroy human bodies and that are imperceptible to the human eye? But they become visible by means of powerful instruments. Who then will still dare to maintain that there is nothing new and as yet unknown to be seen when the power of these instruments is further increased? Increase their power 1,000-fold, 1,000,000-fold, and there will be no end to what may be seen, but ever new worlds which previously you could neither see nor feel, yet which nevertheless existed, will unfold before you. Logical thinking also leads to the same conclusions about everything the sciences have hitherto been able to collect. There is a prospect of continuous progress and development, but never of an end. What then is the beyond? The word confuses many. The beyond is simply all that cannot be perceived by earthly means. And earthly means are the eyes, the brain, and all other parts of the body, also the instruments that help them to do their work still more accurately and precisely, and to extend its scope. Therefore, one could say, the beyond embraces all that is beyond the perceptive capacity of our physical eyes. But there is no division between this world and the beyond, nor any gulf. All is united, as is the whole of creation. One power streams through this world and the beyond. Everything lives and works from this one life stream, and is thus quite inseparably linked. Thus, the following becomes clear. If one part of it sickens, the effect must be felt in the other part, as with a physical body. Through the attraction of homogeneous species, diseased matter from this other part will then flow across to the sick part, thus further aggravating the illness. But should such a disorder become incurable, it will absolutely be necessary forcibly to sever the ailing member if the whole is not to suffer permanently. For this reason, change your attitude. There is no such thing as this world and the beyond, but only one united existence. The idea of a division has been invented solely by man, because he is unable to see everything and imagines himself to be the center and focal point of the surroundings visible to him. Yet his field of activity is greater. With the erroneous idea of a division, however, he forcibly limits himself, hinders his progress, and allows his imagination to run riot and conjure up grotesque pictures. Is it surprising, then, if, as a consequence, many only smile incredulously, while others adopt an unwholesome form of worship that becomes servile or degenerates into fanaticism? Who can then still be astonished if some people develop a nervous fear, even terror and consternation? Away with all this. Why these torments? Break down this barrier which human error sought to erect, but which never existed. Your past wrong attitude also gives you a false foundation on which you vainly endeavor continually to build up a true belief, that is, inner conviction. You consequently encounter points, obstacles, which must make you waver and doubt, or compel you to tear down the whole structure, perhaps abandoning everything out of despair or resentment. The loss is then yours alone, because this is not progress for you, but standstill or retrogression. The road which in any case you must follow one day will only be lengthened thereby. When you have at last perceived creation as a complete whole, as it is, and do not separate this world from the beyond, then you have found the direct path. The true goal draws nearer, and the ascent gives you joy and satisfaction. You are then much better able to feel and understand the reciprocal action pulsating warmly through this uniform whole, since all activity is driven and sustained by the one power. Then the light of truth will dawn upon you. You will soon realize that many who scoff do so only out of indifference and indolence, just because it will require a certain effort to throw over existing ideas and learning and erect something new. Others will find it interferes with their customary mode of living and thus becomes uncomfortable for them. Leave all such alone. Do not argue, but offer your knowledge helpfully to those who are not satisfied with fleeting pleasures, to those who seek for something more in their earthly lives than merely to fill their stomachs like animals. Do not then bury your talent, impart to them the recognition you are granted. For in giving, your knowledge will in turn be enriched and strengthened. An eternal law operates in the universe, that only in giving can one receive where lasting values are concerned. Like a sacred legacy of its creator, this law deeply permeates the whole of creation. To give unselfishly, to help where help is needed, and to understand both the suffering and the weaknesses of your fellow men means to receive, because it is the simple and true way to the highest. End of quote. Just listening to a reading from the Grail Message. This is Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on a walk in the light of truth, the Grail Message. Copies of the Grail Message are available on Grail Land, Iju East Lagos, Grail Centers and Grail Information Centers nationwide, and also at major bookshops. Public lectures are also organized from time to time. You are cordially invited to public lectures based on the Grail Message. Date, Sunday, 13th April, 2014. Venue, Mr. Biggs Bus Stop, Garage Bus Stop, beside NEPA, Ogba, Lagos. Topic is based on the Grail Message. Also on Sunday, 20th of April, 2014, venue of lecture, Assembly Hall, Grail Land, Iju East, Lagos. Topic, the word rings out. And on Sunday, 27th of April, 2014, venue of lecture, OGS Plaza, Ajumon Bus Stop. Topic, in Yoruba language, Idibiwasi Aye Awai Dainiyo. And also on Sunday, 27th of April, 2014, venue of lecture, Top Stars Nursery and Primary School along Mararaba Old Karu Road, Mararaba near Abuja. Topic is based on the Grail Message. All the lectures, time of lectures, 4 p.m. At the lectures, you'll be free to ask any question about life and existence and creation in general. Now we enter the interactive segment of this program. For genuine seekers who wish to interact with us, the telephone numbers to call 0705-298-0298. Again, 0705-298-0298 or 0805-944-1123. And for your text messages, 0803-315-7493. Now we have some text messages here. Somebody asked, can the elemental beings make it happen if a man expresses where he wishes to incarnate next before he dies. Now, the elemental beings do not walk arbitrarily. They walk in accordance with the laws of the Almighty Creator. When a soul is to incarnate, they ensure that the soul is directed in accordance with its nature and laws to where it belongs. And such a soul will only incarnate in accordance with the laws of the Almighty, that is to where he belongs. All right, we have Mr. Richard calling from Yaba. Hello, Mr. Richard. All right, Mr. Richard should call again. The telephone number is 0705-298-0298 or 0805-944-1123. So back to the question concerning incarnation. Now, when a soul is to incarnate, the attracting pole can come from mostly from the mother, because she from the mother, from the father, or from somebody who is near the mother to be. And the elemental beings will look at the trace of fate that is attached to this incarnating soul, also the trace of fate attached to the parents, and use this to fashion the cloak that this soul must bear. They fashion the astral cloak, and then this astral cloak will then form the physical body, which is now growing in the womb. And so they do not walk arbitrarily. They walk only in accordance with the laws of the Almighty Creator. All right, Mr. Follow on Show is calling from Ishaga. Mr. Follow on Show.
Sir.
Yes, go on.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you still hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go on. Yes, go on.
Thank you. I have two questions.
Go on.
One is, what is the position of Great Message on divine healing? We read in the Bible that God is and we pray and receive healing. So what is the position of the Great Message on divine healing? And secondly, is the sonship of Jesus Christ vis-a-vis the Trinity.
All right. Now, on healing. Yes, your question is understood. On healing, there are those who are given the ability to heal through magnetic healing. That is to say, this is a gift. They are able to transmit current, healing current from the beyond to the one who is in need of it. So it is a gift given to some people, and they can do it. But it's not everyone that is given such a gift. The one that is given such a gift actually becomes a called one. And such a person requires much more effort and power to be able to do this work. It is not something that is acquired or something that is that can be gained. It requires somebody who is abstemious, who is moderate in his ability, in his drinking and eating, so that he is able to perform the work assigned to him. Yes, there is healing, but when you talk about divine healing, only those who come from the divine can give you divine healing. Divine means that of the Almighty. What the human spirit can give is only spiritual healing, because he is from the spiritual. And to your second question, yes, Jesus Christ is the Son of God, is the love of God, is the inborn Son of God. while Emmanuel is the will of God, is the outborn Son of God. So the two are the two sons of God forming the Holy Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Mr. Adewale is calling from Nasarawa State. Hello, Mr. Adewale.
Yes, good evening, Doctor.
Yes, go on, please.
Yes, please, I just want to ask, please, would there be a day of judgment?
All right.
After death.
Okay. There is a misconception about the day of judgment. In previous teachings, this day of judgment was given as a picture to help man to recognize the fact that at one time in his existence, the Almighty will ask him to come and render account. But through the knowledge given to mankind, a great message, yes, the day of judgment is already here. The day of judgment, remember, is a spiritual message. So a day, the day does not mean one earthly day. And that day of judgment simply means that all human beings in subsequent creation, both on earth and in other planes of creation, are being judged. Through the power of God, increased pressure of this power is allowed to enter subsequent creation, whereby everything that has taken place in it must now be accounted for, and is already taking place for both men here as well as both those in the beyond. It does not wait until one passes into the beyond. All right, Mr. Ulu is calling from Port Harcourt. Hello, Mr. Ulu. All right, Mr. Ulu should try and call again. The telephone numbers 0705-298-0298 or 0805-944-1123. So, the day of judgment is a concept that has given to mankind, but through the great message, it is now explained in details. Dominic is calling from Abuja. Hello, Dominic.
Yes, sir.
Yes, go on, please.
Yeah, I've been friends with one lady like that, and she tell me that she's pregnant with somebody.
Uh-huh.
So I want to ask, and I want to marry that girl. And she told me that I cannot go for her and marry her.
Ah, but she's not. She's carrying the pregnancy of another man. What is your question? Well, when you talk about marriage, the real issue is. Is there true love between the two of you? So if there is true love between the two of you, then of course you can marry her. But the essential thing is, do you love each other? That is the foundation for a marriage. Okay. Kenneth is calling from Kaduna. Hello, Kenneth.
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Yeah, you are on.
Yes.
Go on with your question.
My question is, what happened to the soul of a human being immediately after he died?
All right, after death.
Does he know what happened immediately after his death?
Okay. Now, when somebody dies, the soul within that physical body detaches itself from that physical body. The radiation of the soul no longer flows through the physical body, and so the physical body drops back. But the radiation of the soul is now directed in only one direction, that is towards the nearest plane, that is to this physical world, which is the plane of medium gross matter. The soul is now drawn to that plane, to that particular environment in that plane where it belongs. And it will awaken there, and of course, such a soul will see others who were there before it or those who are coming after him in that environment. And it's like what we have here. People live in an environment. You see people you know or people you have not known, but people you have interacted with. But whatever it is man has done, he will now experience them, the consequences, in the beyond, in that environment he finds himself. And he's alive. He lives. What he leaves behind is only his physical body and also the intellect. But the soul continues to live in that environment in the beyond, and it lives in with the intuitive perception. That is, it lives truly according to how it has already been able to develop itself and amongst its own kind. So it is not that the soul continues to stay in the grave. Sooner or later, the soul must distract itself from that physical body and enter the beyond where it belongs. Somebody sending a text message. Can a person's name influence his destiny? Okay, we'll take that question after answering this call from Paul in Ogun State. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, hello, doctor.
Good day.
I want to confirm, is it true that somebody who has died can exist again? Because the Bible says that the dead has nothing to do with living. Is it true?
All right, okay. When somebody dies, the fact that he is dead does not mean that everything has ended. What dies is only the physical body. The soul continues to live. Of course, it is also possible that the departed may appear to relatives or loved ones. But when it appears, when they say somebody dies here and is seen in another place, it's only his soul that they are seeing. They won't see the physical body. It's not that he will live and go and be living in another place and having families, as people used to say, which is not possible. And all right, Richard is calling from Yaba.
Hello,
Richard.
Hello.
Hello, you are on. Who is on the line?
Okay, from Yaba.
You, Richard. All right, go on.
I want to open for my house. I say, I'm hearing it. I want to know how did it you must get that from marriage in their children and they wish it from
your line is breaking. Can you just change your position so that we can hear you properly?
Okay, now.
Okay, go on.
I want to know about the grave message that I'm getting.
Okay, you want to know about the grave message?
Yes, I want to know how it comes about. Is it a philosophy? Is it a religion?
All right.
Or is it a teaching that who will fund the happiness of us? And I know that certain things, but they are the message of grave.
All right.
And Christian has the message.
All right, the great message you must know is a new spiritual revelation of the truth. The great message does not bring a new religion. It simply brings the truth. The great message simply brings the truth, but it is addressed only to those who are genuinely seeking for the truth. Those who know that there are certain things that they do not yet know and who wants to know, but it's not addressed to those who think they know but who do not know. So it simply explains the will of the Almighty Creator, this creation, the structure, and everything that happens here. We human beings, where we came from, our purpose here and where we go when we leave, everything is explained in the great message. Okay, Mr. Simie is calling from Ikorodu.
Hello, sir.
Good day.
Good evening, sir. This is Timmy.
All right, go on.
Okay, please, I want to ask a question.
Please, go on.
Okay, sir. The message that I preach today in the church is to the church that the more you give offering, that is the more you'll be blessed. That if you don't give offering and tithing in the church, there's no way you can make financial progress in life. So what I want to ask is this. Can't you give to people on the street who are not necessarily your church members or people you don't even know if you feel that they are in need and you give to them, you can be blessed?
All right, now
I
understand your question. You see, those who are telling you that bring the offerings and the tithing to the church, they only want to enrich their pocket. It is what you do to your neighbor who is in need that will be of benefit to you also. So it is not the tithe you pay to the church that will give you a place in heaven. Everything you do in terms of tithe or offering or bequest and so on only links you to the church as an earthly organization. It does not at the same time link you to your creator. For church and the God are not one and the same. Our Lord Jesus Christ explained to us how we have to do all these things. He was always talking about the neighbor, the next person. The neighbor is in need of food, you give him. You give help where help is needed. You understand both the weaknesses and the strength of your neighbor. You give him respect. The neighbor is in need of clothing, you clothe him. That is what is needed. But not that you must, until you give to church, then the church cannot allocate the seat in heaven. It cannot. It does not have the authority. All right, Baba Jiren Lawans is calling from
Okay. Good evening, Dr. Apola.
Good evening.
This is Baba Jiren Lawans from Iba Estate.
All right.
In Lagos. I thank God concerning the good works he's doing through you. I have two questions, sir.
Okay.
It has been said in the past of some holy people that nobody stopped their thoughts, e.g. Moses, Enoch, Samson. And in case of Enoch, there was this misconception that Almighty took him away. How correct are these statements? When people actually saw the corpse of our Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God. Question two. Who are the real Christians? I have asked this question about 2 years ago, but there is bone of contention in some quarters. Now that you are on network, kindly clear the ear on the matter. Thank you, sir.
All right. Concerning the physical body. The physical body that we all bear here on earth, we obtain it in this physical world. When we incarnated in the body that is growing in the womb of our mothers. And when we die, we must leave this physical body here on earth. You cannot take one farthing, one atom of the physical body into the next world. It is absolutely impossible. So if in the scriptures it is said that somebody carried body away or they did not find the body, that is no proof that he took the body into the beyond. It is not possible. Absolutely impossible. It is not possible for man to take that physical body into the next world. He took it from this world, he must drop it in this world. Then as to the second question, who is a real Christian? Now, the one you can call a real Christian is the one who actually understands and obeys the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember the word of Jesus that said, it is not those who call me Lord, Lord, Lord that will enter the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. And so it is important for anyone to understand the will of the Almighty. The will of God manifests as the adamantine and incorruptible laws of creation. And there are three basic laws. These laws, we must all understand them. We must all strive to live according to them. Only then can we say that we are living, obeying the will of the Almighty Creator. Okay, Daniel is calling from Port Harcourt.
Yes.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, please go on with your question.
Yeah, welcome. My question now, brother, the two reincarnation and the incarnation.
All right.
Yes. In this case of reincarnation, before one to be born,
Okay. Now let's answer that question. Now when you're talking about incarnation that just simply means when man comes into this physical world for the first time. But reincarnation means when he's given the opportunity to come back a second time or a third time or when he comes in the 50th time. But there is none on earth today who has never been here before. All of us have been here several times. We keep on coming and going, making the same mistakes, not improving and advancing spiritually, and tying ourselves to this physical world. But time is up. We must all strive to gain spiritual recognition so that when we leave the flesh, we continue our journey into the beyond, into the spiritual, which is the real goal of our existence here on earth. To understand the laws of our God so that we can be given the opportunity to return back home, which is paradise. Samuel is calling from Port Harcourt. Hello, Samuel.
Hello?
Yes, you are on.
Yes, I'm on.
Go on with your question. Hello, Samuel. Yes, go on, we are listening.
Okay. What I was asking is this. The Bible explains that when a man dies, the spirit or the soul returns back to the owner.
Alright.
How can that same spirit which has left the man to the owner now maybe reappear or people see it around in some areas or something? How can it happen?
All right, okay. Now, when you talk about returning back to the owner, yes, the question is understood. Listen to the radio for the response. When you talk about the soul returning to the owner, remember that the owner, of course, is the Almighty. And the Almighty has his creation. It is this creation where we are permitted to live. This earth is the in the material world, and the material world is the lowest of all the rings of creation. So when a man dies, he simply sheds the body and enters into the beyond. But if he has not yet been matured in spirit to continue his journey in the beyond, he still must come back and reincarnate so that he can have the opportunity to continue his experiencing and maturing. But one thing is possible. When somebody dies, he may be seen somewhere else. But when he is seen, it is not the physical body that you are seeing. The physical body is already dead or buried somewhere. But his soul can appear. Now, people to see him, the person's inner eyes has to be open in order to see the soul or the ethereal cloak that one is wearing. And we have given examples even in the scriptures. Remember when our Lord Jesus Christ passed on and the disciples were sitting together in a room having a meeting. And it is specifically written there that their eyes were open and they saw Jesus. That is, their inner eyes were open so that they could see the ethereal cloak of our Lord Jesus Christ. A bad guy is calling from Port Harcourt.
Yes, I want to ask.
Yes.
I want to ask a question.
Go on.
My question is, why is it that most of the people they are born in a very rich family? From the beginning, why some men they are born in a very poor family? I want to know that.
Can you repeat that question? I can't get it quite clearly.
Okay, I can repeat it. I said that why is it that some group of people, when they come on the rich of Star Earth, they are born in a very rich family, why some they are born in a very poor family?
Okay. Well, all right, I understand your question. The disparity in the positions people are born in this world is also. Everything lies on that law, the law of sowing and reaping. So it is not by accident that this person is born into a rich family and that one is born into a poor family. It is all based on the law of sowing and reaping. The one great mistake that many people make is to consider the fact that there is only one single earth life. Whereas we have had several earth lives behind us. The earth life is only a very special section in the entire existence of a human being, but a very special one, which is supposed to be the turning point in his existence, in his journey. But it's not that we have only a single earth life. We have several earth lives. But in each earth life, only a small part of the consequences of what we have done now is put before us, or it manifests in the various positions we find ourselves, either where we are born, how we are born, and so on. It is all based on the law of sowing and reaping. What you sow is what you reap. And the Almighty is just in everything He does. He is perfect justice Himself. And He will never do anything that is against anyone. Only He gives both reward and punishment to each according to what each deserves. Dennis is calling from Abuja. Hello, Dennis.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
so
go
my
on.
Question is this. It is absolutely clear that man was created naked and born naked.
Yeah.
And whatever material wealth he acquired, they are met here on earth. And when he dies, all will be left behind and he will return to the creator naked. It's all the mad rush after wealth and what the material, what the why.
All right. Okay, now, well, it is true that when we come into this world, we come naked. And when we leave, we do not carry both gold and silver along with us. But there is one thing we take along with us. And that is the experience we have been able to gain here on earth. Indeed, the real purpose of our existence here is to experience. That is why both sorrow and joy are constantly rapping at the door of man to awaken him, to encourage him. So, the experiencing that we gain impacts on our soul and molds the soul. And adjust him to such an extent that it makes him to become mature to some extent. So it is the clear extract of the entire earth life, the experiencing, and that's what we take along with us, which is the gain we have. But for us to actually understand these processes, it is important to know this new knowledge. To come to the recognition of this new knowledge and to live our life accordingly. All right, Wale is calling from Port Harcourt. Hello, Wale.
Yeah, hello, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My question is this, sir.
Yeah?
In the scriptures, God says,
Alright, now concerning whether the Almighty loves some people more than others. No, the Almighty is not partial. His justice is perfect. He gives only according to the law of sowing and reaping. What you sow is what you reap. That is a law. You cannot sow maize and reap yam. You cannot plant rice and reap rye. It is what you sow is what you reap. But the thing is that many people imagine that we have only one single earth life. But it's not so. We have several. So imagine somebody who has been given opportunity to manage the wealth of a community. He squanders it. He must come back as a pauper next time so that he can also experience the pain he caused people while he was in charge. Hello? Kanayo is calling from Alagbadu. Hello, Kanayo. Yes, you are on.
Am I on?
Yes, you are on, please.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Anna from Alagbadu.
All right.
Sir, I have a question. Why is it that a man will wake up and in the morning and hustle under rain and sun from morning to night, every day, each day of the day, at the end of the year, nothing comes out of it? That's the first question. The second question is this. What is the cause of a man eating in the drain? And what is the cure?
Alright, so your first question, the answer is very simple. What you sow is what you reap. Listen. So your first question, the answer is what you sow is what you reap. That is one thing that people don't want to understand or want to accept. What you sow is what you reap. So if you really want to reap good, then sow what is good. That is very simple. Then to your second question, if you eat in the dream, I do not interpret dreams. The dreamer is the best interpreter of his own dreams. Now we come to the end of today's transmission. Let us remind our listeners the public lectures that are coming up this month. Sunday, 13th of April, venue, Mr. Biggs Garage Bus Stop, beside NEPA, Ogba, Lagos. The topic is based on the Great Message. Also, on Sunday, 20th of April, venue, Assembly Hall, Greyland, Jewish Lagos. Topic, the word rings out. Then on Sunday, 27th of April, venue, OGS Plaza, Ajumon Bus Stop, Lagos. The topic is in Yoruba language. Idi wiwa si aye awaideniyo. Then also on Sunday, 27th of April, 2014, venue, Top Star Nursery and Primary School along Maraba Old Karu Road, Maraba near Abuja. Topic is based on a Great Message. The time of lectures, 4 p.m. At the lectures, you'll be free to ask any question about life and existence and creation in general. Now, for those who may still wish to interact with us after this program, our website is www.truthofliferadio.com. Email info@truthofliferadio.com. Telephone numbers 0705-298-0298. This is Truth of Life coming to you live on Real Power Network. You can also listen to this program on www.realpowerradio.com.